All right, so we're live now. I'm good. This is funny because this wouldn't be a podcast with Steve Will Do It if something absolutely fucking outrageous wasn't happening. Would you know where you're going to sit? Because we have a tattoo artist here. No, you could do it there. If you could pull that off there, that'd be some like real G shit. You get it? Can we get him like a mini stool?
Hmm.
All right. Dude, it's okay. Listen, man. Dude, we got you.
I think this works out.
No, it works out for sure.
Yeah, do you want to do that? You want us to switch?
I need to do that
here. Yeah.
Yeah?
This is amazing, guys. So listen. This is fucking crazy. I love it. No, we got this. I'm just... Oh, yeah.
That works.
So we built this set for three people, sometimes four. And it's actually looking like... Yeah, this is live. It's looking like it doesn't work with a tattoo artist, but like I said, it's a Steve Will Do It episode. What? He's going to get a tattoo.
This mic is so flimsy.
So you said we built it for four people.
Three people with like an optional fourth. Not a tattoo artist.
I know, but what was your fucking budget on this thing? It sucks.
Does it?
I hate the carpet. I hate the couches.
Really?
Very uncomfortable. Poor artwork.
No, this is, you know what? This is funny. I'm going to say this. We're going to start this off like this. This is the classic Steve Will Do It.
You have Kirkland water, which I hate.
Yeah, but I got the howler head. I got the Diet Coke. Got everything else. We're ready.
Yeah.
All right, Steve. We got Noel as the co-host today.
My
original co-host is not here.
Bro, I'm like pissed off sitting in this shit couch.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, this
guys. If Bradley asks you to get on the podcast, ask him, did you get a new couch? And if he says no, okay. Do not fucking go on. I'm telling you, this is a disaster.
Okay.
This is horrible.
Five seconds in, it's a disaster.
Classic
this
Steve.
No, this is horrible.
Classic Steve.
I'm fucking so uncomfortable.
Let me ask you a real question now. Because this is, how come this is, it's the hate, it's always hate on Bradley.
I'm not hating on you. I'm hating on your fucking couches,
bro,
dude.
You love it. I know you love it.
Dude, Bradley makes money. I'll be here to say that. He can afford a nicer couch than this.
This was the only couch option we had. Noel,
I bet Brad has a fucking Egyptian cotton fucking $7,000 couch. That little
dude,
fucking single seat.
We went to this cheap ass furniture store low key.
Hold on. These are a set, by the way. I just want to make that clear. The things that I'm sitting on, this is a set. This is a set together. So just not different at all. We're in the same boat here. This was genuinely, I'm not even going to lie, it was the last option. It was the only option.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Not cap.
Cap.
But let's talk about it. Does Steve Will Do It really hate Bradley Martin?
No.
No. You like to talk a lot of shit about me, though.
Yeah, but there's certain things that are true. Like, you never have your wallet. Just horse shit. Dude, what person goes... and travels to a different country and doesn't bring their fucking wallet? Not once, but fucking twice.
Hold on.
Hey, I'm going to Mexico. Not going to bring my wallet.
Okay.
I'm going to, like, he's like, where's my passport? He doesn't think, where's my fucking wallet? Like, are you serious?
Now listen.
So Mexico and then Bahamas.
Well, you actually didn't bring your wallet.
Hold on.
To Mexico and then Bahamas. Wow.
Okay.
No wallet.
But to now.
And
now.
That's someone who loves to eat food multiple times a day, large amounts of food.
Very large amounts.
That's someone who wants a nice room. And that's someone, you know.
Okay, but Steve, you got to answer this, true or false. Did I pay for my stuff, though?
Because my mom had to harass you.
No, she never harassed me. She never harassed you. Can't even take you fucking out.
Because my mom was saying you're bullying me.
No, I've never bullied you. Never bullied you. It's funny. I paid, just so you guys know, I got invoices, I pay for all my shit. The only thing I know I don't pay for sure, are the Celsius that we drink all the time, and Steiny.
Pay for Steiny?
Yeah, I don't pay for Steiny. Like, for his assistance. No, he's my...
Acai
bowls. And Steiny buys us the acai bowls. But fuck all that right now. Let's talk about Steve Will Do It.
Okay.
So...
Where am I supposed to look? I look at you?
Yeah, just look at me. You're good.
Look at this?
Yeah, you're doing great.
I don't know.
You're on it.
So many cameras. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So there's 6 cameras on me.
It's a lot of cameras. There's only one on your face, though. You're good.
Okay.
So I've known you for a long time now.
Yeah.
2.5 years. And I've known you from, like, I don't know at what point where you were at when I first met you. I think you had just signed with No Full Send.
Yeah.
With Kyle. You were doing the drinking challenge. Like, we were doing the beer bong on the bench thing.
Yeah.
So I met you then. At that point when I knew you, when I first met you, where were you at in your life?
I know I had like $8,000.
You had eight, like, in your bank account?
Yeah, I remember that.
Do you know how many followers you had? Do you remember that?
I don't remember the amount of followers. I really couldn't tell you that.
Yeah.
Couldn't be too much. I don't know. I only had $8,000.
Right.
I remember that for some reason because I remember, like, y'all like, pretty close to 10. I thought I was lit.
Yeah. And now it's a little different now. But we won't get into that yet. I want to talk about when you first started all this stuff, because we kind of talked about this in the other podcast we did before I rebranded this. Anyways, where were you at in your life, like the kind of content you were making, and how did you decide to make that kind of content?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, I got you. So when you were younger and you're like, yo, this Instagram shit, like what made you think, like where was your first thought? Like what gave you the idea of like, if I did this, I could get an engagement on the internet?
I remember being with like a group of friends at some random house. I think we were like skipping school or some shit, like skipping class. And I don't know how it came to this, but I'm like a pig, as in like,
you eat a ton.
If me and a group of friends get a meal,
oh,
I'm done in 30 seconds, and then you know that, like, you know, that's kind of what brought the idea up that I could do like these eating challenges. So anyways, I did a challenge with a group of friends.
Yeah.
It was like drink a bunch of eggs, bottle of hot sauce, no hands, and then a beer with no hands or something. Yeah, it was like beer, no hands, a bunch of eggs, whole cup of eggs, and then hot sauce with no hands. And then they made me an Instagram. I didn't know Instagram. They made me an Instagram called Steve Will Do It. I didn't come up with a name.
Didn't come up with a name?
No, I actually give credit. It's a girl named Alyssa Wilson. She made my Instagram. She came up with Steve Will Do It. And then, yeah, I started posting, like, eating and drinking videos, me eating 100 nuggets, this and that. And, dude, I thought I was badass, bro. I got, like, 400 followers.
How old were you at this point?
I was, like, 18. But I thought I was badass. 18 or 19. I thought I was sick. No. This was when I was, like, 16. Or, no, this is when I was, like, 17. Because in high school, This is, like, when I was 17. And, I got like 400 followers, and then I stopped for like a long time until I graduated high school. And then I had like a really like shitty day. And then I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna start up Instagram again. Steve Will Do It. Cause for some reason I always believed in Steve Will Do It.
Yeah.
I remember telling my friends like, yeah, we're gonna start, I'm gonna do Steve Will Do It in a little bit. Like I'm gonna do it. Even though it's been months, I've been posting, I'm gonna do it. And then I had like a shitty day, and then I remember that day I just slammed a bottle of Fireball, and I've never really drank. I just did it, and it was easiest thing ever.
And when did you start to think like, oh, this could be something? Because I want to know where that transition happened for you. Because like, obviously I have like a way different perspective than I think everyone on the internet, because I know you really personally. But there's something I want to try and figure out from you before I kind of like explain something that I really want to explain to the internet. When like, how did you see it coming? Like, when were you like, I'm going to keep doing this?
I mean, right away. Cause I mean, at the time, for some reason, 1,000 followers was lit.
Yeah.
You know, getting 3,000 followers was lit. I'll never forget the day I got 10,000 followers. I was like, oh my, it looked so beautiful. Cause it was like, you got the K.
The K, yeah.
You know, I remember exactly where I was at. It was near the 7-Eleven right near my house in Oviedo. I hit 10K and I thought that was like crazy. So
was it at that point you were like, yo, this can really be a thing? Or was it prior?
Yeah, no, it was prior. Just getting followed. Because to then, getting 1,000, 3,000, 5,000, 10,000 was like a big deal.
Yeah. Where were you working at the time?
I used to make pre-workout.
Okay.
Yeah. I used to make pre-workout by hand.
Yeah. By hand.
Yeah. The company I was working for was not professional at all. Got I remember it. Sometimes, I don't know if you can put this in.
No, yeah.
But I remember sometimes I'd be mixing the pre-workout and sweat would be falling into the pre-workout. Like a huge tube of 100 containers full, and I'd mix it in my hand and sweat would be falling in. And
that sounds fucked.
And then you just go like, because that's not professional, you know, because that's not how you make your pre-workout.
100% no.
When we made the Folsom pre-workout, I'm sure it wasn't by hand.
No,
I'm sure we had machines.
Yeah, certified fucking places.
But I was doing some like weird shit.
Some Breaking Bad shit is what it sounds like.
It was Breaking Bad. We wore the suits, the masks, everything. It was like we're making meth, but it was pre-workout. And I don't know if it was to save money or what. But yeah, I remember people have worked out to my sweat, which is amazing.
Damn, they must have had a great pump though, honestly.
No, great pump.
Great pump for sure. So you're working at this thing and you have these followers. When were you like, this is going to be, this could be a thing? Like at what point? Because you're still so damn young and it happened fast.
Oh, I'm going to take this out. Hold on.
Who's here? Is this another surprise? So Steve has two guests for the episode.
He brings a gang of people with him.
I do.
Getting a tattoo. He's literally getting a tattoo. And what is the next thing that's happening here? This is a surprise to me.
Today, hey, could you go get Malik? He's outside. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so Malik, I think I know that name.
Jesus fucking Christ, this hurts. I hate tattoos. Jacob, you need to put this.
Yeah, help him put that on his head. Jesus. Okay, Steve.
That fucking hurts.
This is comedy. I had a suspicion that like the podcast might be a little bit hectic.
Well, the thing is, I had shit to do today. Yeah. I leave LA tonight, but I didn't want to bail on you.
I know.
So I just made it work.
Yeah.
I had to get tattoos and I had to buy jewelry.
Well, it's classic Steve will do it. But let's talk about Steve the man right now. Like, you get where I'm going?
Steve the man?
The man, like you as a person. Like in life. I want to ask you a question, basically. So everyone sees all the stuff you do on the internet. They see like, you know, all the money, all the things you give away. I've been around. I've seen this firsthand. I've watched you do this. I've witnessed you do like literally give away. Yesterday, we went and filmed the Compton. He gave away $40,000 in cash. He gave away $21,000. Like I seen these receipts in like Yeezys and like laptops. And it was like this bit where he's giving these things away to like free burgers. Like it's a Happy Meal with like a flat screen TV. And then you pay the guys who gave the burgers to all the people for free, like $77,000. You obviously make a lot of money and you obviously spend a lot of money. Where, like the thing that I think is so cool that no one would really get this perspective. And part of the reason why I wanted to talk about it on the podcast, cause I've seen you grow. And that's why I was trying to get perspective on where you had been and where you are now. And I wanted you to answer this question. Like, did you see yourself being where you're at now, giving away to the degree that you've been giving away? Like, did you know, like,
no, I didn't see myself giving away to the degree I'm giving away, but maybe I saw myself for some reason, with actually no reason at all, I know I saw myself being crazy successful. I felt it. Oh, nice. No, you're good. I want you to come
You're
in.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, you got $3 million in jewelry, huh? I mean, they could come in here. They could sit over in that room if you want. Yeah, it's fine. Okay, that's why this is not a live podcast. Okay, we're pre-recording this, so no one knows at the time this is how. So, but hold on, let's get back to this though, Steve, because I have a really cool perspective that I want to share with everyone listening. Did you know that it was going to be what it is? Like, obviously, you can't know exactly, right? But how did you like know that you were gonna do something? Because we talked about this kind of in the podcast. Like, how did you know? Because everyone listening, people watch this and they go, well, what, like a few things. That's amazing. Like, wow, that's crazy. I want to be like Steve. Like, you've inspired a lot of people because I've seen this in person. People talk about it, right? Like, how did you know you were going to get there? For the people listening, not that necessarily means like they're just going to listen to what you say next and then they're going to get there. But like, what was different? Because obviously not everyone gets to like this point in their life, especially at such a young age.
I mean, I guess what's different is, I mean, nothing I could really control, but having the mindset and I guess just believing in yourself. Because I always believed in myself that I was going to be something. And I had no really reason to that.
Yeah.
But I knew I was going to be something, not that I knew what it was. I always thought I was going to be like a fucking a gym bro streamer that plays video games.
Yeah.
Like I pictured my, because I grew up watching the fucking these. I'll never forget this fucking stupid ass nerd phase member buying a flat screen TV on YouTube, and I was like, yo, I wanted a flat screen. Oh my god, so much jewelry. But I just knew. It's like I just believed in myself and I knew that I was gonna be something.
Yeah. Were you
I had no reason. Like, it was like, not that I thought I was better than anyone else, but I thought I was, in a way, not in like a malicious way.
Yeah.
But it was like I just knew I was gonna be something for some reason.
So,
and it happened.
So I have another question. Have you always, holy shit, this guy's with like fucking vests on. It's just like the cops pulled up in here. This is actually really throwing me off right now. Yeah, there's like 50 dudes here.
I got kind of scared.
Yeah, I was like, what's happening? Yeah, you guys can chill in that room.
No. We got to do the jewelry deal.
Yeah. It's okay. Just leave that off. Leave that off. Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing it on the podcast because I want to ruin Brad's podcast.
He's doing a good job. I love it.
Because of the shitty couches.
Fuck you. You fuck. Steve, have you always given to people? Like when you were younger, before you had a lot of money, had you always been someone who gave to people? Like your family or whatever?
No. I mean, not give to my family. I have nothing to give them, but I would give to people. I'd basically make my mom do stuff for people. Like, for example, there was this fucking jacked black guy in was it middle school? No, middle school. Jacked.
Okay.
And he was a beast. High school. Beast. He's a beast running back.
Yeah.
But he didn't eat no food. So I made my mom make him lunch every day.
Are you serious? That's fucking...
lots of chicken and broccoli and shit. I asked her and she said yes, obviously, but...
Yeah. So, here's the thing I'm trying to understand about you, like, at what point did you realize, like, you wanted to give so much to people? Because I see this on and off camera, like, how good of a person you actually are and how much you actually care. Because, like, the thing that I think is really interesting, people would never see this because you wouldn't see it on camera. When the camera turns off and we're driving away from, like, you giving the stuff to all those people in Compton, and then you're, like, your genuine reaction, like... You know, I really enjoyed that. Like you, I could see in your face. And there's no cameras on this guy. There's no. I'm just trying to give you guys it in perspective. And I wanted to find out. And I want to ask you, had you always cared about people like that? Because I it's significant. I know you're filming videos. You're making content. Like people are engaged with that, and they see it. And they're like, "Wow, this shit's amazing. That's crazy what he's doing. Like what you're doing is like outrageous in a lot of people's eyes. And that's why a lot of people watch it. But genuinely, when you do certain things, like I could tell that you actually care and that you're enjoying it. Like, had you always enjoyed giving? Like that.
I mean, it's a hard.
Like, where did you learn that? Because a lot of people.
I mean, I don't know. It's just like kind of part of me, I guess.
Yeah.
I can't really think about it.
Because like even me, you've helped me in certain situations. Like you've helped put money in my pocket. You've helped me out tremendously. You know, and it's like you just do it because you're just nice. Like and what I'm saying is not that like, you know, no one else does that, but you do at a level that's just outrageous sometimes.
It is outrageous.
Like completely outrageous.
I don't know. Maybe it's a selfish reason because I have fun doing it.
Yeah, it's like because it makes you feel good doing it.
Makes me happy.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I really don't know.
It's just interesting, man. Like a lot because there's a lot of YouTubers. I don't know if they make the money at the pace at which you've made the money to be able to give it away. But like you said, and I've noticed this is very real.
I feel like they do. They do, but for me, I just believe in myself so much to where, like, I don't know if they have.
But hold on. Even the ones who do it, they do it. I've noticed it's been like, you know, you talk about like the David Dobrik thing.
They give away other people's money.
Right. This is what I'm going to say.
They give away my money.
That's what I'm saying. So
I could have. You guys don't realize how much money I could have right now.
I know. So this is the proof. The point I'm trying to make.
I have so much money in my bank account.
I know. You don't. I see you, bro. I watched what you do. This guy gave me a $60,000 chain. He bought me like a $14,000 bracelet. Like, you don't have to do any of this shit.
Sometimes I think like, wow, I could have a lot of money.
Bro, this is my point though, right? Because YouTubers for years have done these types of like giveaway things, or they'll give away a car or like a trip. But it's like because they're getting paid $100,000 from a company to do that for the promotion of the company. And you, I know firsthand, do not do shit like that. Like all the, you've done it, you've made it by your own means. I know like there's been some controversy. They talk about this like Wizard thing, right?
Yeah.
And I know firsthand like that you do not collect money from that because you're grateful for the other opportunities that the people who like basically created that company gave you.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like,
my friends that own Wizard, I made so much money like knowing them and being with them. That's like, aside from selling merch and stupid shit.
Exactly. Aside from Nelk, aside from Full Send.
Aside from that. So it's like, they make fucking, any company they make, I'm behind.
No, I know. And I think that's why it's important to bring up.
Yeah.
Because like, I've read the things, people talk about this, they talk about that, but they don't have any true perspective.
No.
Like I have a real perspective. Like even with me, you've helped me, because obviously we make content together, but you've even helped me, put me in situations in which like I wouldn't be in and be able to make the money that I'm able to make while like kind of working alongside and with you. Like you, it's not like I was like, yo, Steve, here's 10% or yo, here's this or here's that. I know for a fact that that's the way you operate. And that's the thing that I find so interesting about you, because I've met so many YouTubers and so many people over the years, tons of people with money, and I have not met a single person like that other than you.
I think it goes all back to me believing in myself. Why do I want to take 10% of your five-figure, six-figure thing? It's fucking nothing, because I believe in myself so much, I'll have hundreds of millions. So it's like fucking little, these little numbers don't matter to me at all.
Yeah.
Like, I want to take your money. Yeah. Make my own money and I'll make a fucking lot. Because I believe in myself. I think so, that's what it all comes back to, is believing in yourself. I can't say the word.
Yeah, believing in yourself. So, yeah. So how did you adopt that mindset though? Like, how did you convince yourself? Because to go, here's $100,000, here's $200,000, here's $300,000, here's $1 million. Like, I've seen you give away stupid amounts of money in so many different and various ways. To give away that much money and be like, but I'm good. Because I noticed that about you. You know that even if you gave that money away, you know that it's going to come back somehow and multiply. Like, how did you figure that out and be comfortable? Because like, anyone could say believe in yourself, but you're beyond being like, yo, I believe in myself. You literally give away millions of dollars and you have. That's like a crazy thing, right? How did you develop that mindset? Is it just like a fuck it mindset? Like, where does that come from? Was there anything in your life that made you like, oh, I'm just going to be this way? Or is it just who you are?
I don't know. I feel like it's video games and working out.
Yo, I love it. I relate to that shit so hard.
I mean, I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of. I was born with it. Video games and working out.
They make you better. I think that's why we relate so much. We love the same things. It's funny. I feel bad. Noelle's on the podcast and she hasn't said anything. I feel bad.
I know.
Do you have any questions like for Steve? You.
I feel like I had one before and it went away.
It went away? That's okay. I know you have questions for Steiny.
I do.
We'll wait for the Steiny episode.
I do.
Yeah, we'll wait for the Steiny episode. How much money and shirts have you sold over the time?
Fuck, I don't know.
Too much? How much did I get? That's a better question.
Oh, of your shirts?
Yeah, how much did I get?
Oh, shit, I'm trying to think.
Let's see. How much did I get? Just tell them that.
I mean, I think you got like zero.
Point zero?
I got a few...
100. You don't have to say it.
No, I got a few like thou.
Times, few thousand?
Times like a few hundred.
Mm.
Multiplied by maybe one.
Nice.
Or two or three.
Like a few
know.
Lamborghinis maybe. But yeah, it's all, listen, this is the thing. I don't care, man. I genuinely don't give a fuck. And I'm glad you have that. I'm glad you're at the position you're in for sure. 100%. You deserve that shit.
Thank you.
Because there's a lot of people that like have, like I said, the level of wealth or the ability to make the money that you have. And they don't do what you do, man. It's impressive. And I'm honored to call you a friend. And I know you talk shit about me all the time, and I still love you.
No, Brad's probably like one of my best friends, even though he's like 40 years old.
32, you fuck. Yo, what the fuck? I still got like, what is that? Fucking.
No, you're going to.
8 more years, man?
No, you got like 80.
Yeah.
You're going to live longer than all these fucks.
Which ones?
The guys that don't work out.
Oh, that's a fact. That's for sure. What got you into training?
My mom forced me because I played too much video games. She signed me up to a personal trainer and I had to go. I swear to God.
And what made you fall in love with it? Because I know you're like, this too, this shit off camera too, because people wouldn't see this. This motherfucker loves the gym. Like this guy like wakes up, does cardio, goes to the gym, comes back, does cardio. Will hit me up, be like, yo, let's go to the gym. Like, you're a full-on, like, addiction.
That's what happened today, literally.
Yeah. So it's like what made you fall in love with it? Because you obviously were forced to go, and it's for a lot of people, they don't want to end up at the gym.
I don't know. I don't know. I liked it.
Yeah. Just the bug got you. Did you ever watch anyone on YouTube? Fitness people? That was a loaded question. That's fucked. Don't you fuck with me. I already know what your mind is thinking right now. I know. You're thinking about people to say that's going to piss me off. That are people who are not me. Answer the question, you fuck.
No, I remember I actually watched Bradley Martin. I remember math class. I always watched YouTube videos of math. And I don't know if it was close to the gym, but I always watched fitness videos for some reason. It was to get pumped up. And I did watch Bradley Martin videos. And I watched lots of Arnold Schwarzenegger shit.
Hell yeah. Put that mic a little closer.
And then... I'm trying to think who else.
I don't know. There was a few guys. I can't remember their names. I used to watch, but honestly, you and Arnold are the names I remember. I remember you because you used to jump out of the pool.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
In the intro.
First viral video.
So that's how I, yeah. That's why you were so memorable.
Yeah, that's dope.
The pool shit.
So you grew up kind of watching YouTube and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Because of video games.
Straight up because of video games, the FaZe Clan thing. That guy, yeah, right? You watched him. You wanted to be a gamer, right?
Yeah, I wanted to join. Yeah. I loved gaming.
You probably could still do it. They'd probably let you join now, I think.
Yeah, fuck. I know, that'd be pretty. I mean, I was thinking about that. It'd be sick, but it's like, I don't have the fucking, the time.
Yeah, I know.
Like.
So you watch all this YouTube, and now you're almost one of the biggest YouTubers. I would say arguably right now on the internet, you're probably one of the most popular YouTubers.
That's cool.
That's a cool thing. Well, I mean, for real, how does that make you feel though? Like, straight up, do you think about it? Do you like, do you feel pressure?
Yeah, I feel pressured.
Yeah.
But I just want to be like bigger.
Yeah.
And I don't even know. It's still really weird that people want to take photos of me and shit.
Yeah.
I'm used to it now, but it's still weird. It's like, why does this guy want a photo of me?
And it's everywhere now too. I notice it's everywhere. All right. And it's,
come on, we gotta bring do the jewelry.
Yeah, bring him in here.
But you're chilling?
Yeah. No, right, you
come Blue Moon is chilling.
So what I was trying to get at was like, you used to watch YouTubers, now you're like the biggest, in my opinion, the most popular. Right?
Doesn't feel real.
Yeah. Did you think it was gonna get to that point? Like, when you first started, obviously, you have the hurdles. Because a lot of people, they start this thing like YouTube.
I don't know what I thought. I thought it was going to be some. I didn't think about YouTube. I didn't think about nothing. Just be something. I don't know. Like, I couldn't really tell you.
Noelle, can you relate to that at all?
Relate to what?
Like, just starting YouTube. Did you think you would be, like, able to grow on it or Instagram? Or
no,
like,
not at all.
No?
Like, my mom's the one who kind of convinced me to do it. And then my first video kind of took off, so that's what kept me going.
The first video?
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to remember, like, and on my process, this shit didn't really exist. Like, when I started, I mean, it did when I did YouTube, but when I started, like, social media, there wasn't, like, examples of things to look at and to shoot for.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like...
Because when you started, it was the start, because you're so goddamn old.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not that old. He's 30.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, 32. But no, that, but I started...
You started when the start... Could I have the howler head? But you started when YouTube started. Like, yeah. You're like one of the first YouTubers, right?
And when did you start? What year?
Yeah.
Were you one of the... I started two years ago, 2.25 on YouTube.
Which is crazy.
But yeah. Did you start when YouTube first started?
No, I started Instagram straight away. So in 2000...
You were one of the first Instagram people. Yeah. Weren't you the first big gym bro on Instagram?
I was the first gym bro with 10,000 followers, yeah.
Hey. Whoa.
Yeah. When you
first
hit 10K,
gym bro with 10,000.
I remember I would go to, because I was competing at the time, I would go to these like shows and people would be like, that's the guy with 10,000 followers. And how like crazy that felt at the time, because now it's like 10,000 is like a drop in the hat right now. It's just like the simplest thing ever for a lot of people. And obviously hard for a lot of other people, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was definitely a different time. But the reason why I'm asking you this is like, you had examples of people on YouTube. Who do you think really inspired you?
No one really inspired me. It was the content that inspired me.
What do you mean by that?
The motherfucker playing quick scopes and does fucking spins is buying a flat screen. I wanted a fucking flat screen.
I love how this is about this flat screen. And you gave away three yesterday, screen. I think. Three or four.
Yeah, but I wanted a flat screen.
So the flat screen inspired you?
Like, how the fuck does this fucker afford a flat screen?
Just fucking around on video games. I relate to this heavily because when I was younger... The thing that got me into not wanting to have like a 9-to-5 was the fact that I loved playing video games so much when I was a kid that I remember telling myself, I hope there's a way I can like play video games and not have to work all day and somehow make money. And I thought
I could have like sick traps and wear like no shirt and just play video games.
Like Nick Merckx? Some Nick Merckx vibes with a tank top? Because he kind of has some traps.
Does he?
Yeah.
I thought you just saw his head.
Yeah, you kind of do, huh? You do kind of just see his head sometimes. But I know he works out, so I figured he has some sick traps. I mean, but yeah, when I was younger, man, I was straight up like, this is how I wanted to like move forward with my life, even though I had no idea how that was ever going to happen. Because I'm talking about like young, thinking, playing video games, playing like Unreal Tournament, Halo, all this stuff. And it wasn't really a thing on the internet to make money even doing that, like being able to play video games. It wasn't so much I thought I was going to be a gamer. It was more like I just wanted to like not go to work all day. And I remember thinking that really young. Did you ever consider like ever a 9-to-5? You got to get closer to the mic.
Yeah. When I was younger, like really young, like when I first got in the gym.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was an option to be like a personal trainer or something.
Which I did that.
And that was just talking to my uncle. I don't know if I'm was just bullshitting with them or whatever, but I remember that was like a thing.
To be a personal trainer?
Yeah, and I got the course for it. Jesus Christ.
Certification?
I cannot get a certification. That is some top-notch shit.
That's some top-notch shit?
You have to be a fucking genius to be a personal trainer.
You could have totally got that.
Yeah.
No. All the...
Fuck all that.
Yeah, no, I can't do that. Trying to think.
Yeah, it's all good.
Think.
Once you get into a little spot, he's all silent.
Yeah.
Like I wish I knew if I thought I was going to be a personal trainer. And then, I don't know.
Yeah.
All I know is that fucking flat screen inspired me.
Yeah,
I don't know which phase member or which fucking quickscoper or trick shotter that inspired me with the flat screen. But yeah, I did get inspired by this motherfucker buying a flat screen at such a young age. This guy was young as fuck.
What inspires you now, do you think, to keep going? Because it's got to change. It had to have changed, man. Like you've, and it's kind of crazy the speed at which you've progressed on this whole thing.
What inspires me now is I do literally whatever the fuck I want in life. Like you think it, I do it.
Yeah.
Like really, no matter what, like I can make anything happen. I feel like I want to continue to do that. That's what inspires me now.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking. Like I'm a sicko, and I want to continue, and I don't even want to become more of a sicko, where I do whatever I want.
You're unique, bro. I've never met anyone like you. I swear to God.
I love that mentality.
Yeah, so that's like I'd be pretty upset if I couldn't do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, because once you taste it, it's like you don't want to give it up, right?
I want more.
Yeah. How do you like? What advice would you give people listening, like to get closer to being in that position? Obviously, like not it's outrageous where you're at in your life, but.
I don't know. You gotta fucking believe in yourself, and just because everyone else is doing something doesn't mean you have to do it.
Yeah.
Everyone else around me growing up, school, this, that.
Yeah.
Fucking what you name it. Fuck, I'm gonna go to school. No, hell no, I'm not gonna go to school. You go to school, you get the top, you get the fucking the highest level job ever going to school. Fucking I make that shit in a week if I want.
Yeah, it's
fucking
crazy.
A day.
It's crazy.
And like what they make in a year. Like you go to school, you get the top level job ever. What you make a year, I can make in a day if I want.
So I just
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, absolutely. What I
it's
find
not is, like you gotta be your own boss. You can't be truly free unless you're your own boss.
I agree. And the thing that I think is so interesting to people listening, like we're talking about where I try to bring it back to like where you came from, how you started, where I came from, how I started on the internet. What's so interesting nowadays is we still have like that generation of like adults who have kids right now who are growing up, who are like 18, 19, 20 years old. And that generation still is like, go to school and do this and do that. And this is, you have to do these things because they think it's a good idea. But what I find so interesting about today is like, it's such a different landscape that those, the parents who are telling the kids what to do are basing their opinions of like how they should move or what they should go after in their life and what's most going to most benefit them off of like what was possible for them, which is completely different for us nowadays. The internet.
Maybe that's why I'm so successful. I didn't have my mom tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Like she supported it. Like my dad, not so much, but it's whatever. But my mom, like, for example, I'm making these videos. I don't have much followers. But she would help me buy the beers.
She believed in it, and she let
whatever,
you.
I mean, she didn't believe in it. She probably thought I was a stupid idiot, but she believed in me for some reason.
And she encouraged you to do things.
Yeah, she's like, this guy's an idiot, but I'm just gonna believe in him.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna crush his.
You know, it's interesting what you said. Like, you didn't have her telling you not to do it, right? Obviously.
Yeah, and it was like, because maybe I wouldn't be here if she did, she was so against it.
It's crazy because I can relate to that directly. Like, my father took his life, and obviously I didn't grow up with a father. So I never had someone, this is how you should live your life. Like, it's from a male figure, right? Because a lot of men get their guidance, or a lot of kids get their guidance from a male father figure. And I never had anyone saying, this is how you should move. This is what you should do. This is what's going to be best. And my mom, very similar to your mom, trusted me to just like make the best decisions. And I think she really believed in me as a person.
Yeah.
And I'm not, obviously this is for everyone listening. I'm not saying don't listen to your parents and like fuck what they have to say, take their input. But like, sometimes I think it's really important to understand that, like, if you have something truly like inside you that is like speaking to you, like, this is the direction you should go in, you should listen to that and not always to the outside influences. Because I didn't have a lot of those. I was just searching around trying to find influence, and I was just figuring things out. And I started to do things that just I like playing video games and working out straight up. It's funny because like straight up like you.
Yeah, that's what started off is playing video games and working out.
Like and then eating good food, obviously the three best things in the world.
But that's literally what started. It was video games and the gym. If I didn't find the gym, I don't know if I'd be who I am.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't be here, period.
Yeah. And I relate to that heavily too. Like, my life is a reflection of that.
But yours is like, your life's a lot of it's gym focused. My life's not even like, I'm not like a fucking gym bro online. I mean, I am, but I'm not like, you know what I'm saying? Your shit's about the gym, but
yeah.
If it wasn't for the gym, if the gym made me who I am today. So it's just crazy. The gym can make you a better person in a way.
Absolutely.
Even if your life or job's not evolved around the gym like you.
Right.
But it could help you in other areas.
Yeah, for me, it was always like, it helped me, because it helped me escape. And every time I was doing that, it's like I could not focus on all the shitty things, right? So I think it's really important. Like, I don't know if exactly how you relate to it, but regardless of that, and you guys listening, you don't need that exact reason why, but like just the health benefits, the mental, like the cognitive, you feel better. You feel more motivated. The gym is like, I feel like if you make it a part of your life, can make every other part of your life way better. Like on every level, like heavily. And I was talking to you about this. We were driving back from the Compton thing. One thing that I thought was really cool about you is that like you live the gym life. Like, not, you're not like a gym bro, like instructor guy on the internet or anything like that. Like, I might've done this shit for years, but you do encourage a lot of kids, especially young kids, which is so ironic to me because like you're pictured as this, like the guy, cause you're drinking, right? Like you drink, you have drinks, you have fun, you party. You're pictured as this guy to a lot of young kids. And cause like it's part of your lifestyle, but you're also spreading like such a benefit to so many people who may have never even got exposed to that. And I think it's so cool. Day. I think it's so fucking cool.
Anyone that's hit the gym because of me, I definitely changed their life.
Yeah, bro. The gym, it changes lives.
Gym changes lives.
It's a fact. What about you? Did the gym change your life?
Yeah. I mean, I only started working out January.
Yeah.
My life's completely different.
Wait, January? What the fuck? How many months ago was that?
Not too long ago.
I gained 20 pounds since then. But it was not even a year ago.
That is...
She got some good genetics, for sure.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
I want you to think of a question for Steve. Think of a good question for Steve. We'll come back to it. I felt bad you weren't on it. I want a really good question, though.
No. It's okay if it's not. Should I buy necklaces?
I
feel like Steiny may have bought Noel something.
Oh, my God.
I feel like he didn't.
He did.
I feel like he's capping.
Steiny did buy something. Can we buy jewelry?
Yeah, let's do it. No, bring the jewelry in here.
Can we buy some jewelry?
Yeah.
On camera? I feel like Steiny bought you something. Steiny's my assistant. Noel and him are madly in love.
Yeah.
And
it's kind of like an awkward tension sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I'm really upset he's not here.
What's going on here? What is this? What are you guys showing here?
Yeah, so we're going to buy some jewelry.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, my God. There's how much jewelry is here?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Holy shit.
I think Steiny bought Noel something.
Let's see.
Noel, do you have any type of jewelry or no?
No.
Perfect. Steiny did well. What do you
This is hilarious.
I want, All right, yo, so can you give me my timepiece training in my orange backpack?
I will tell you guys, this is the most, Steve will do it possible thing right now on a podcast.
There's an orange backpack somewhere, right?
It doesn't actually get.
Oh no, it's this. Oh, I guess it's in the house. What's in the house?
Yes. I've seen this happen.
So I want some change.
I've seen this a couple times. I've seen this a few times. This is incredible. Tattoo, chains. A fucking security team of 15 people. The Cartier glasses. I don't. Yeah, this be my photo. That's all.
I actually don't, because I feel like I look like a nerd.
all of them. Yeah, I was stepping it out.
Oh my god, I look terrible.
Yo, they look good. Probably just not on the front-facing camera.
The clear.
Wait, seeing Noel like some Steiny will definitely buy these for you.
Oh my god.
I feel like I look like weird in these.
No.
Can you take this off?
Let's see.
Yeah, Steiny told me to get you something. Wow. On his dime.
Yeah, yeah.
They look better on you.
That's wow.
Do you like them? Noel, do you like them?
Or do you like a necklace?
Because Steiny told me to buy you some. Like on his dime.
Did he actually?
Yeah. I swear to God, he said to buy you something on his dime.
I'm assuming.
I definitely don't look good in glasses.
You don't look good in glasses?
All right.
What about... I mean, I don't know how this works. This is Steve will do it. Enterprise decision over here.
Maybe not a glasses guy.
No, I'm not a glasses
guy. Yeah, I've never seen him. Small he doesn't really wear glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Bro with it.
What? This is the most hectic podcast in the possible way to do a podcast, but I'm with it.
Yeah, no, we're doing it. We're doing it.
Yeah, you guys had to expect this. Okay, yeah, we'll give these back. Maybe I'll just try these.
Oh, my God. What's going on?
Hold on, maybe I'll just...
Let me see.
Wait, put this on me?
Hey, how am I going to do this?
Do these work? Do these work for me? I'm not... Maybe not for me. I don't think I'm a cardiac. Like what? You look like Alex. I look like Alex? Because he's got these. Alex was so embarrassed to tell his parents that he got Cartier iStyle glasses before. It was so funny. He got these like Cartier iStyle glasses. Not these exact ones. They had some gold ones. And he was like, dude, I don't want
to
tell him.
I need to get my Richard Mille so I can see if which one will fit on. Oh my god.
What is that? What kind of jewelry do you like, Noel?
I don't know. I don't really.
Yeah, what do you like? What do you like, Noel? Because Steiny told me to buy you something.
Surprise me.
Like a necklace, a bracelet?
No, but the thing is, I just.
White.
She's like, I want the car. She's like, no, but specific number. I'm trying to jewelry. Think. Like, I don't really know what I want. I don't have the exact number.
I just don't really wear gold.
Yeah.
Do you like a diamond necklace?
Yeah. I feel like some like
my goodness.
Diamond necklace, white choker or something.
Oh, that's a rose gold one. That one's nice.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Let's see that. Yeah. Open that up. What?
I don't even want to know.
Oh, it says $24,000.
Crazy. Dude, you guys went crazy on this shit.
Is it 25?
Wow.
It's juicy, damn.
Holy shit, that's thick.
Wow.
That's what she said.
She's thick.
Oh, that's a thick girl right there. Damn. Wait, let me see.
Oh, you got the orange backpack? Can you make that box? There's a box in there. All right, we'll make this quick, and then we'll... Yo, I love this.
This what? Why?
No, this is what I got. So I got the...
Okay. What are these? What are you guys looking at over there? Because I can't see it.
You're looking at.
We're looking at a couple million.
Yeah, you're looking at a lot of.
That rope? That's.
Yeah. Yeah, hold on. Let's hand me that. Hold on.
Can Steiny afford that?
All right, look. This is his Richard Mille.
I paid $320,000. Apparently, it's worth $380,000.
So, $385,000 watch without a band on a string that, like, ties fucking hay bales
that's
together
a
or some shit.
Never seen that before.
So, this is. This is how he's wearing it the other night.
So
this is actually
I own a house next to my parents' house.
I know,
which is like $40,000 more than that, and it's a nice fucking house.
It
we got
a nice
pool,
house.
We have land.
Yeah,
it's like that is just like $40,000 more, and I swear I have like a 4-bedroom house, nice bathroom, beautiful kitchen.
Probably a much better decision on like something.
I have
bond,
nice
right?
land. I have a beautiful front yard. And that little piece of shit, red and black thing, is worth just as much, basically.
How much is the rope?
Why do you do it then? You just fuck it?
The
just
rope
because?
Is $3.99.
Why do you do it? Just because?
I'm not gonna afford that, probably.
Why not just buy another house?
Why not buy another?
Why not buy another house? Like
the case, like, dude, I'm not gonna buy another house because I have enough properties. Okay. I fucking hate properties. I'm trying to buy a house with Brad, but Brad's too cheap.
No, that's not true. I'm gonna buy the house. I told you, I'm gonna buy the house. Don't worry, we got something in the works.
Yeah, me and Brad are buying a house.
Yeah, it's gonna be amazing.
His mom's moving in.
Yep, the whole fam's moving in.
Yep,
it's gonna be incredible. All the dogs.
Excuse my language, Noelle, but like a bitch to wear this as in a female.
Oh.
Yo, you never say bitch before. What the fuck?
Excuse my language, bitch.
Excuse my language, bitch. Let me see it.
It's like, I feel like this is like a very feminine.
You got it. Let's see it. Watch. Put it on. Okay. See if it looks.
That's beautiful. Is that one that Sean got? Was that one like orange shit. Made?
Or what is that?
Like,
is that a Rolex?
The one Sean.
I don't know.
The one Sean got?
Yeah, that is a Rolex.
That's
yeah,
a Rolex.
Yeah, oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, it was custom. Yeah.
It was custom.
Holy
yeah,
was fuck.
That's just like in there, window as fuck, ready for him.
Wait, yeah.
Yeah, here, I got dope. You.
Yeah, 50,000. No, it was ready there before him.
It was there? Oh, yeah. Yo, but you custom made it.
They custom made it.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to take a link or two out.
Open it out of one of these and be like, oh, look, that's perfect for Sean.
Thank you.
No, that's what I did.
Oh, my God.
Okay. But they custom made it just for...
Just randomly.
Random, yeah.
I think I know where this is going.
They just had it. It was perfect, right?
They planned that. Like, take a picture. Sean's going to be here. Steve's going to be here.
Yeah.
Take this
right, perfect watch for him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got you. I'll take it off. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, this is nice. Damn, okay, so this is like fully iced out.
Damn.
Rolex. This will not fit me, no way. This will not fit me. No, I don't. No, no, no.
I've had this watch. It's like $100. I've had it for like 6 years.
All the jewelry I have is.
What's the cheapest watch we have here?
Oh, my goodness.
All the jewelry I have is because Steve bought it for me.
Really?
Yeah, I swear to God.
The cheapest
one.
This is?
I swear to God.
No, he's going to see.
Oh.
It smells like sweat, too.
This is nice. Wow. How much is this one? Okay. I do really like this.
That fits.
Dang. Yo, can I see that? The yes. Richard Mille? Because we're gonna cut the Great. We're gonna cut the string.
You're gonna get rid of the string? Oh. Don't get rid of the string, man. You gotta save the string.
Oh,
RIP the string, damn.
So I'm trying to
that's
get
some good days.
I'm trying to get a diamond chain for that.
So Steve, I have a question. The other day you were wearing the long chain, the smaller chain, the Richard Mille. A pendant, fucking.
I was wearing everything.
You were wearing everything, and then you had a Richard Mille and a Richard Mille. How much is that? How much was that?
So, 500,000, 300,000, 800,000. Then my necklace, another 380. We'll just call it 400. So 1.2, and then my rose gold 95. We'll just call it 1.3. This one is 125, so we'll just call it 1.
Yeah.
1.4 million. And then I got gifted a chain, so we'll just call it 1.4 million.
That's fucking crazy.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking crazy. That's sick. Nuts, man.
I love it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Do you ever get worried? Do you ever get worried about someone trying to... get you?
Well, that's the thing, trying to get the chain.
I'm when I'm there too, I'm ready to fucking. I'm ready to.
I know, yeah. So I feel good with Brad because Brad's ready to kill someone for me.
That's.
But I'm not really that worried because if someone robs me, it's like obviously you need it more than me.
Which is like this reminds me of your Bitcoin.
And then I would just Brad. I think Brad stole my Bitcoin.
Did not steal your fucking Bitcoin.
Just deep down
bro,
inside,
but you wouldn't be here. But would you be here?
My gut feeling is Brad stole it, but I cannot prove it.
Yeah.
Would
you be here if I stole your thing though? You know.
I couldn't prove it. Okay. Bitcoin's fucked. It's not.
Yeah. No, I did not steal Steve Dude's Bitcoin.
Do you like this? I feel like Steiny would buy you this in a second. Is that like?
Is that
like? Is that cute?
Do you have any watches?
I don't have any.
Yeah, yeah. Try that on.
Try this one. I feel like.
Yeah,
try that watch on.
So, you like that? It's kind of cute. It's kind of. People don't see that. You don't see an AP that small.
Try it on. Will it fit you?
Wait. This is how
Bradley. Here.
Let me see. Bradley's got it.
I got you. Actually, Bradley probably is not going to get this. This is different.
Right? Yes.
Oh, okay.
Wait,
you
want to
keep
that?
Going?
Oh.
How much more you got on that tattoo?
A little bit more.
Oh.
You like it?
Yeah, I do.
All right, Steiny just bought you that watch.
So,
sweet, actually.
You got to do something nice for Steiny next time
you
see him, you know?
What should I do for him?
Get him like a surprise. I don't know,
but you can just keep that watch on. Steiny got it for you.
Steiny's going to love this episode. Yeah. He's
going to like this. So he was here in spirit, basically. You can definitely keep that watch because Steiny bought it for you.
Yep.
Thank you, Steiny.
Yes.
Thank you, Steiny.
Let me see that. It's an AP. Oh, wow.
So you actually like
that's
it?
That's nice.
Yeah, I do.
That's dope. Right.
So that's from Steiny.
Mr. Steinberg.
Thank you.
Steiny, thank you so much. I'll take a Steiny. I would take a...
I'll take the bigger AP.
Yeah, I'll take the bigger AP. Thanks, Steiny. Appreciate that, bro. So two things on Steiny's invoice today.
Right, yeah, I got you. Oh. Yeah, Steiny would not buy that.
No, he would totally not buy that for me. For sure not. Oh, man. So any plans like next? It's the stupidest question ever, but you do the craziest things, and I notice something. It's like it gets crazier and crazier and crazier. Are you going to try to continue that like trend? Because I feel like at some point you can't get crazier, right?
I feel like I can't get crazier right now. Can someone put this on me?
You feel like you can't get? You can.
I mean, I'm going to try my hardest. I mean, no, I'm just going to keep it up. I mean...
I think regardless of how crazy it gets, what I'm trying to make this point is I think people love you just for who you are and what you're doing, regardless on YouTube, you know, even if it doesn't get crazier every time.
Yeah, no, but the thing is, you got to get crazier if you want to get more and more views, I feel like.
Yeah, but then there's got to be some sort of balance with that, right? Like this, at some point.
Yeah, there's no balance when you can, there's no need for balance.
Fuck balance?
No, there's no need for it. Oh, shit, all right.
Just such a fucking unorthodox. Yeah, that fits. It is so unorthodox as a fucking human, man. It's so interesting.
That looks so much more.
Yeah. Set. Yeah, that does look good. That does look like it fits.
That string was a little scumbag.
Oh, that was like a you know, like a chill out. Like,
is that the biggest diamonds that will fit this necklace?
Based on a little bigger.
If you can go.
This is.
Go the biggest you possibly can.
This is actually hilarious.
That will fit.
Like, this kind of shit's insane. Yeah, he's done it so many times. So. I know, but just on podcast.
This is me not wanting to flake on you.
No, I know. I respect it.
But I had shit to do.
Fully respect it.
And instead of canceling shit, you know, I'm going to do it.
That's a real one. That's a soldier. That's a fucking soldier right there.
I didn't get tattoos. I didn't buy jewelry. So I just got to do it all.
Yeah, you're a soldier, man. I appreciate your time. You already know that. Is there anything, any closing stuff you want? Because I know we got to go get to Steve-O. Is there any closing stuff you want to say? Anything you want to say to the podcast or the people listening?
Not really. I appreciate you guys. I don't know if you have anything else, but I mean, I just appreciate everyone watching. I appreciate Bradley Martin, sadly.
Fuck you.
Because I'm on this shit couch.
Dude, no.
If I was on this shit couch, different attitude I would have on
this
thing.
Tell him the truth, you fucker.
I mean, the truth.
That's not the truth. It's a nice couch.
The truth is it's a shit couch. Okay. I fuck with you. I do not fuck with this couch.
Okay, that's fair.
Anyone else, I'd walk out in 2 seconds.
Fuck you.
It's really bad.
I appreciate you, man. I really do. No, genuinely.
I appreciate you too, but it's like, come on, man.
Bro, this is like the vibe on this case. It's a vibe. There's vibes here. Don't hate on the vibes. Don't
it's
hate on
uncomfortable
the vibes.
There's definitely vibes.
My
here.
Back hurts.
There's
vibes.
Noel,
my leg hurts.
There's vibes here.
There's vibes here.
Yeah.
The vibes are here, man. We just didn't. We didn't know that.
Like, I feel the vibes.
If I just got a beautiful watch, I didn't have one. Yeah, there would be vibes no matter what. I like that. No matter what shit couch I was on, if I just got a new watch and I never had a watch before, yeah, vibes would be pretty fucking good.
The vibes are great here, bro.
It'd be pretty fucking good.
Listen, we couldn't account for like the tattooing and the jewelry sale. We couldn't account for that, you know? We would have had a different setup if we knew that.
I told him.
Yeah.
No, we couldn't get it in time. He told me like 10 minutes before. Swear, 10 minutes before. Maybe not. Maybe he gave me a day. I just couldn't. I didn't have any time. I'm not even gonna lie. I had no time to get a different couch.
All right, I like that. We'll do that one.
Yeah, I haven't even told you the price.
I know it's gonna be good.
You know the price is gonna be good.
Yeah, we'll do Blue Moon. Yeah, they do me good prices.
Hell yeah.
Good. So Blue Moon's got me. I hope so.
Of course.
So we'll lock that in.
Do you know what
it's
it is?
It's way better than the string, right?
Do you, Do you know what the price is, though? Yeah, tell us the price. Before we end it, I want to know what the price is.
So just before I say the price.
Yeah, just so I can also include.
That are watching this will understand. Maybe you guys won't. So the quality on this is VVS2, and they're 20-pointers.
VVS2?
Yeah, it's 31.5 carats total.
31.5 carats total. He's like, he's like, wait, that's going to be fun. He's like, he's wincing.
I originally sell for $48,000.
Okay.
So I'm doing for $32,000.
Okay.
So I'm doing bottom price, basically.
All right.
$32,000 on this one.
Someone fact check that on the internet. Someone fact check that. Yeah. Fact check these guys.
Fact check it because
you can't.
You won't be able to find those prices on.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you will. You'll find them for $50,000, $60,000, but not for $32,000.
You can give it to a jeweler directly, and they'll tell you double that price.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up then. That's a good deal.
We do jewelry for jewelers.
I got you.
There's a lot of jewelers out there.
Steve is considered a jeweler. Basically, he is. I mean, he's a motherfucker giving me jewelry. He's pretty much a fucking jeweler. He's giving everyone jewelry.
So Bradley, are you gonna buy something?
Oh yeah, no, my wallet. It's crazy. Like I left it at No, I left my wallet at the gym. Like
really?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
I can take a wire to the phone.
Oh fuck, my wires? Yeah, no, my shit. My phone just died.
Really? I got a charger for you.
Oh, that's crazy. I think the outlets. This one's a fucked up. We gotta use the lights. Oh, you got a portable? That's crazy. No, my shit overheats when the portable is plugged in. It's crazy.
It's fine.
Oh, shit.
I have an extra phone for you.
Oh, but I can't. I don't know my password to log in for the.
Sell me some drugs.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll talk about that another time, you know? But how did you develop that relationship with 6ix9ine, with Danny?
Fuck.
And this actually gave me.
Because we met in. When he got released from jail, we did a video with him from Nelk, but he didn't really talk to us like that. It was more like I'm trying to think when I became really good friends. I invited him to Mexico to stream with me and shit.
Yeah.
And he did it. And I guess that's when we became good friends.
Yeah.
But you know, like you hang out with him all the time. Like,
yeah. What I think is interesting. So my perspective of this is really interesting about you. And just in general, all the stuff we've kind of talked about, like the things you have and how you've gotten them and how you believe in yourself, is your power with intention, right? Like you used to watch me back in the day on YouTube.
Yeah.
And now we're in our lives, right? You used to listen to Danny's music all the time while working out. And now he's in your life.
Yeah.
Like things that are like influential, things that you brought, like you just thought about and you brought them into your life. Do you ever think about that concept of like intentionally like trying to bring something in your life, or it just happens?
Like manifesting?
Exactly.
I mean, I think it's true as fuck. And I mean, because everything I've thought of really comes true.
Like, fuck, I'm telling you, this is like a fact. It's insane. That's what's crazy to me.
I mean, anything I think of, it happens. And yeah, so I believe in manifesting shit is true. And maybe it's not true, and then just if you believe in yourself and you work towards it, it happens.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's manifesting or hard work, but yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts, man. Like, I know about the relationship, everything with Danny, but do you ever worry about like the negative view that he has because like his past?
No, I mean, I don't worry about it because I don't get any negative feedback.
Yeah.
So maybe if I got negative feedback, I'd worry about it, but I get zero.
Yeah.
Like literally zero.
Yeah. And I've seen you go out of your way to like help also put that person in positions that maybe he might not even be in just because, you know, he's your friend.
Yeah. And, I really want him to get back on his feet.
Yeah.
Because you know it. Sometimes he is depressed.
Yeah.
Because of fucking the way the world treats him.
Yeah.
So he needs people like us who don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
And want to lift him up.
No matter what.
And lift him up and not look for anything for it.
Yeah.
Like, don't want any money or anything from him necessarily.
Yeah. Who don't want to take, you just kind of want to give. We don't always have, like, that ability, though. Like, in life, we don't always run into people who just want to give without taking. But this is the thing I find so interesting about you as, like, a human, man. Why like, I think I'm so drawn to you as a person. I think you're such a great person. And I don't know how to, because I've had conversations with you, no cameras, none of this shit. And like, I've tried to figure it out. And that's why I'm trying to ask you these questions, like on live on this. Like, how did you develop that side of mentality? Like to just give without being like, I need to take. Because it's unique.
Me believing in myself. I don't know.
You think it just comes down to that? There was no like time in your life where you're like, oh shit, someone did something for you maybe, and then you know what I'm saying?
No.
It's just so weird. It's like you're an alien or something, dude. You just figured it out. Like you cracked the code.
I don't know. It was just fucking the way I was fucking born.
Like it's like the golden rule, man. Treat us as you like to be treated. Like you live that to a T. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this because like I really want you to know that I'm trying to edify you. I really love you as a person. I love you as a friend. I love you as who you are to so many people. And I'm grateful that you're here. I'm grateful that you were on the podcast, man. Straight up. And I'm proud of you. Super fucking proud of you.
It's good. It's good to be here. I mean, fucking, I wouldn't really do many podcasts.
Yeah.
You're one of the few I would do.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you're the second one I've done.
Yeah.
Third one, because Bob.
I think the
first one was you.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. And then Bob and Steve-O and you, but it's like fucking, it's very hard to get me on a podcast.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to go on a podcast. Like,
no, I know.
Obviously, he's busy. He's got something to do.
It's not even I'm busy, but it's like no, yeah. Fucking,
I just know it's not his thing. Yeah. I know this is not his thing.
No, he's fucking getting tatted and shit while he's doing it.
Yeah. But I appreciate you, man. And I think the internet, I know they love you and I know they appreciate you just as much. And I'm just wishing you like tons and tons more fucking success.
Thank you.
Because you spread it and you give it to so many other people, man.
Thank you.
Like I said, even me included.
Thank you. And I appreciate that. I'm glad you're appreciative. I think the internet loves us together.
They love talking shit about me. They love it.
They love you.
Yeah,
they talk shit, but they do.
I appreciate you guys for real. I appreciate everything.
But yeah, I think the internet loves the duo.
Yeah,
and I think me and Bradley are an excellent duo. And all the things you said to me, I want to just write back at you. You know, it's great to know you. Great to be working with you. Be friends with you. It's cool to be friends with someone and do work with them.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. You know?
Yeah, it's rare. Very rare.
Very rare.
And it's also rare to find that person as a fellow gym bro. I think it's like the best part.
It's the best.
Because the thing we could always agree on is like, let's go to the gym. So,
gym shit.
Yeah. So that's it. I just want to wrap it up with that. Noelle, do you have anything? Do you have your question?
Oh, you want me to ask my question?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, of course, before we leave.
Gotta
ask.
Do you ever feel like you need a mental break from all of this? I feel like you're always traveling or doing some crazy shit. I feel like I would get overwhelmed.
And then, yes, and I do. And that's why I get mental breaks usually. Once I upload, usually it's like I upload Thursday, so I get mental breaks like Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And what do you do when you're taking like a mental break? What do you do to relax?
Anything. And the beauty is what I like. Anything the fuck I want to do.
Yeah.
Anything.
It's mostly the gym.
Yeah, honestly, mostly the gym 2 to 3 times a day. But it's like, fuck, I want to go
2 to 3 times a day.
No, we do that.
I want to go to a theme park. I want to travel here, take a plane here. It's like, I do whatever the fuck I want to do, I do. A lot of times it's like actually nothing because it's nice to do nothing and not think about anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's important, I think, for people to know that too. Because I think a lot of people get caught up in like, I have to constantly keep doing it. Because when they look at you, they're like, this guy's got to be nonstop working.
No, dude, after Thursday, that's why it's nice to have a chick, because I got a sweet chick, and when I'm with her, I don't even use my phone or nothing, I kind of like think about nothing.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
This is something else. I'm glad you brought that up. I know you're in a relationship for a while. I have to talk about this. And I saw the progression of Steve Will Do It, like when I first met you, and I knew you were with a certain person, and then you were not, right? Let's just keep it that simple.
Yeah.
And you as an individual, I watched you because we filmed content for, I don't know, maybe like a year and a half prior to that or 2 years. And then we like stopped filming for a little bit, started filming again. And you had found yourself away from this person. You guys split and went different ways, right?
Yeah.
And you were like a different person, like a straight up altogether different person, like so much more vibrant. Because what I would notice about you, like all the boys, we'd all be chilling and like, you would do what you had to do. You'd film the content, and then you'd like crawl away to like be in like the situation just with her. Whatever was going on, it's not what we're here to talk about. But what I found so beautiful was when you like, not like, oh yeah, you don't have a girlfriend and you can't succeed with a girlfriend, because I fully believe you can, and you're doing that now.
Yeah, you can, yeah.
But like, what do you think changed? Because you went from like physically different, like.
I don't know. It would change. I think, I don't know. I guess when you're, fuck, I don't even know how to say it. Because when I left her, I took a month off of shit. And then when I came back, that's when I really leveled up. I was like fucking, I was just like focused. But I don't think it's because having a girlfriend makes you less focused. It's, I guess, being with the wrong person.
Yeah, for sure.
Not I mean, just having a girlfriend. Yeah, so I think.
Yeah, it's not just about not having the girlfriend. There's a certain people are just compatible. And I obviously I have yeah. I have more insight into this, which is like your business and I'm not putting it out there. But from what it looked like for me, it was like you were kind of like constantly roped in a situation that just made you feel like, or it made you appear to everyone else that like you were just like not getting by because you were still doing so much, but you just didn't seem as happy about all the things you were doing because of maybe some sort of conflict you had. And obviously now I know you have a girlfriend, and I know now it's like best it's ever been. It's incredible. So it is about finding the people who are compatible with you, because like everyone is not going to be compatible. I mean, that person you were with like from very young, you know.
Yeah.
And it was like time. So it's beautiful. Like I see it like I kind of like as
I feel like after that I was like such a better person to be around.
Yeah, you were right? Always a good person to be around, but
no,
I
feel like after that like
that's what I'm saying, like you your whole, it's like your whole mindset changed. Like you were already Steve Will Do It, but you just leveled the fuck up, and you just seemed leveled to be up. More like, I can do all this other thing much faster. And you just did it.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. It's like, man, we were talking about this earlier on the podcast. You're
own... nothing against her though.
No.
Nothing against her, and not her. All my fault.
Yeah.
It's the way of the world.
Zero disrespect. It's just a learning thing.
Yeah, no.
It's a learning thing.
Nothing against her, nothing. It's just, you know, it is what it is. Fucking, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. So for me, as like someone who's close to you, I see it and I'm like, it's cool to see your progression from it. And I think what's interesting, we talked about this earlier, was like intention and what your thoughts are doing all the time. I think when you were in that relationship, obviously, because it wasn't working out the way you guys probably envisioned it working out, you put so much of your intention and thought into what was happening there. And the minute you let go of it and put it into all the things that you really wanted to focus on, like the gym and the content, you fucking exploded. And that's you as a human, man. Like you're so powerful with your thoughts. Obviously you can just sit there and say anything I want to happen, I can make it happen. And I know that you put yourself in that position, but I think it's really important for everyone listening. Obviously he's there now, but I want to encourage those who are not there right now that it's the same process. Like if you're like, this is what I really want. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes. And I'll do the extra work. I'll put in the extra time. Like I'll put in the reps. I'll put in the work. You can get it. And I just want to encourage you guys, like, because people might look at Steve and be like, he has everything. Wow, he's already done it. But like, you did not start this way.
No.
And that's really important. That's why I talked about your story. No. I think because there's so many eyes on you, so many young men who watch you. It's such an important thing that you're doing to just encourage people. And I just wanted to make that known about this intention thing, because I saw that firsthand. The minute you weren't focused on this being the negative thing that it is, you fucking exploded.
Yeah.
So everyone listening.
Leveled up.
Everyone listening, you guys, I'm encouraging you, like if there's something going on in your life that's like a hardship in a relationship or some sort of friendship, not saying like fuck these people and tell them to fuck off, but like you sometimes have to look at that really for what it is and be like, is this actually making me a better person, or is it just something that I'm attached to and I feel like I need to have because of it's comfortable or whatever? And
yeah,
and,
like it's comfortable. I feel like that's what it was. It's comfortable.
Yeah. And learning like the point where you make a decision where you're like, okay, this is not for me, and really sticking to that is so important. And you did that. And I want to encourage everyone listening, like, look at your situations and the friends and the people and your circle and your relationships. Like, are these things making you better or are they making you worse? And I don't think enough people are, like, encouraged to do it. And I'm just saying that now because I know there's a lot of kids who are going to watch this because they just want to listen to what you're saying. And I just want to say that to give some advice to these kids, because, like, you have such a massive audience. And I think it's so important, the things that you're already doing. I sometimes wish, and this is why I'm doing this whole podcast, I wish there was more times you talked about, like, the way you think. Because you do really, like, everything you're saying, like, your belief in yourself, you believe undeniably in yourself.
Crazy.
Like, to a crazy, like, I really believe in myself. You're like a psychopath. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's impressive. And I just want people listening to understand that he's not just some fucking guy spending a bunch of money and doing a bunch of random shit. Like, this guy really, like, lives and breathes that. And you're so almost, like, in the moment with it, which is, I think, is another really important thing. But that's the so interesting thing with the girl is, you were successful as fuck regardless, but as soon as you were like got out of the mess, the way you exploded, because you're so powerful with the actual belief in yourself and in what you want in your life, and then willing to put in all the work, like you said, you'll get the tattoo, you'll do everything you have to do no matter what to get to where you want to go. And I think that's really what it comes down to, and I've seen it. And you're nonchalant about it, because like I don't know if you I don't know if you like, I don't know if you really even understand it all like that yet. You're just kind of like living it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It's so cool, man. And I see it just because I'm older. Obviously, I'm, you know, you say I'm 40, you fucker, but I'm 32. But I see it and I like, I just, it's impressive to me, straight up, man. And I'm proud of you. And I just want the kids listening to be like, yo, I can do that shit too. And maybe not at the same exact degree, but in your own way. But you have to, number one, remove all the bullshit in your life. Yeah, you have to remove the bullshit.
Really do.
So, yeah.
You don't, yeah. Fuck the bullshit.
Yeah, straight up.
Focused.
Yeah. It's so funny, though. It's like you're so, you're like nonchalant about it, but it's like you live that shit, man. You like.
No idea what nonchalant means.
I love it. They do, though. Hopefully they do. I think you do, right?
What?
Nonchalant means like, yeah, just do it. Kind of. Okay. Any anything to close it off with? Because we got the tattoo done. We got to go see Steve-O.
Yeah, we got to go see Steve-O. Amazing. Looks way better.
Did you fix a tattoo or do a new tattoo?
No, you fixed them. But I'm going to be back actually next week. So we'll do the intervention and
I'm ready.
Everything. We'll do a bunch more. I'm going to fuck up my hand.
Would you ever do anything out here?
Yeah, do everything.
Would you ever do any like a big ass tattoo?
By you only. Daniel Silva, best tattoo artist ever.
What about Let's a go, sleeve?
Baby. I'll do it by him only. Fucking that's no way.
You need to get that big daddy tattoo.
Yeah, no, I'll do it. But it's got to be by him because fucking I need some good shit.
Let's go. Well, appreciate you coming, man. For real. Thank you so much. Taking your time. We're going to go fuck with Steve-O.
Subscribe
to this fucking channel. Subscribe to the podcast. Raw Talk. Let's go. Let's run it up. How many can we get? Can you? Because you're the king of this. Can we get some likes on this? How do we get some likes on this?
No, I was going to do, I said 10,000, but if we get 20,000 likes, I'm going to drop my t-shirt that is, it's a Bradley t-shirt, but he can't sue me because he tries to sue me every time. I get these lawyer emails. Lawyer emails.
Never once. This is all cap.
But it's a t-shirt. It's a Bradley Martin t-shirt, but it just says my friend is cheap or something like that. I'm selling it. 20,000 likes. I'm going to sell it. 0% goes to Bradley, Thank you. All to me. You got to love that.
So
20,000 likes. I'm gonna drop this t-shirt next full summer shop early October. Bradley gets nothing, which I love. He can't sue me, which I love. Gotta love that. We'll see you on the tripod. And that's it.
I
was trying to think of something to say.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good.
No, I mean all I could think is that.
No, don't.
Just truth. I don't want to say the truth.
We're gonna end the podcast. I already know where you're going. I know you so well, bro.
What am I saying?
No, you're saying something fucked up.
About what?
I don't know. It's clear though. I know this voice.
Bradlina?
Yeah, we're not kids.
Bradlina?
Bradlina, what about Bradlina?
Thirty-two years ago there was a beautiful baby girl born named Bradlina.
I was never born a girl. Okay, I just want to make that clear.
And
I was born and I still transferred am a male.
To Bradley Martin. Lots of testosterone, lots of that.
That's true.
Do you have a pussy, Brad?
No.
So he has a fake synthetic dick.
Wow. Fake synthetic dick.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, pull my dick out on Guess's YouTube. What are you talking about? But we're out of here. Subscribe to the channel. I appreciate all the fucking love.
Steve-O.
We're going to go see Steve-O. Love you guys. I'm out of here. Peace.